What is it our life is made up of? Our life is made up of what we think about all of the time. What do you think about all of the time? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. By thinking about it all of the time. Great inventions and other discoveries, they all are the same. They all are similar to what Mr. Isaac Newton said about his law of gravitation. A man once asked the great English scientist how he happened to discover the law of gravitation. And his answer, by thinking about it all of the time. By thinking about it all of the time, his every thought was on gravitation. How does it function? What does it mean? And as he thought about it, more and more ideas came to his mind. More and more realization came to him, and he understood what he was doing. He understood what the law of gravitation meant and how it functioned. And truly all of the rest of his life, he was thinking about those thoughts. But along with them came other thoughts, pummeling in, dancing in his mind, singing across his consciousness, saying to him, hey, we got other thoughts, we got other ideas, we got other dreams, we got other imagination for you. Think about these things too. And many other thoughts crashed through his consciousness, saying, we want to be heard, we want to be recognized, we want to be thought about too. And so this great scientist thought about many things. But we look it back in history now and we think about him and we think, yes, he was the most amazing fellow. He did the most amazing things. He was truly something very special. But truly, was he different than you? Or was he different than me? Was he a different being? Did he have a different consciousness? Did he have a different life? Did he have a different mind? Did he have a different body? Was he a human being? Very much so. Very much so. Did he go home to his family? Did he eat his meals? Did he do his toilet? Did he do all the things that we do? Yeah. What made him different? What made him the illuminated scientist that he was? What made him aware of things that we are not aware of? What made him aware of the magic and the mystery of scientific knowledge that we perhaps are only now becoming aware of? Well, what he did, and what we do too, he thought about it all the time. What do you and I think about all of the time? Are the things that we think about all of the time, are they the things that are really something that we want to think about? Are they things that we really want to know? Are they things that we really want to have in our consciousness because we feel that they're going to be beneficial for us? I talk with people constantly about their desire for healing, their desire for wholeness, their desire for wisdom, their desire for wealth, their desire for all these things. And as I talk with them constantly, they keep coming back to say, but I don't have. But I don't have. Now, Isaac Newton, he thought about the law of gravitation. Now, to think about the law of gravitation that he just really revealed to himself was something very special. And as he thought about it, he didn't have the law of gravitation. He didn't have an understanding of these things that he was working on. But he put his attention to it. He put his thought to it. He didn't say, I don't have. He didn't say, I wish I knew. He didn't say any of these limiting attitudes that we give to ourselves so often. All that he said to himself was, the law of gravitation. Now let's see how it functions. Does it function under all circumstances? Does the law of gravitation reveal itself no matter what you're dealing with, whether you're dealing with apples or whether you're dealing with iron or whether you're dealing with air? Does the law of gravitation work under all circumstances? And he found circumstances, gazoo, where the law was functioning perfectly. And to him, the law of gravitation was not something he wished that he understood. It's not something he wished he had or he wished would exist. It was the law of gravitation was something that was something he was learning how to apply in all areas of his life, and he did. Now, by thinking about it all the time, he found the wisdom of what it was all about. Now, you and I, by thinking about health, wealth, happiness, by thinking about any of these things all the time, and it's not a matter of thinking about it all the time, it's a matter that we always think we have it. Ours is revealing the little evidences that the law of gravity works. Ours is revealing the evidences that the law of health, harmony, happiness, right action, peace, joy, wealth, all these things do function. They are a principle. And we want to learn to apply the principle in every single area of our life. And the only way we can apply these principles in every area of our life is to think in every area of our life how they function. Not whether they do or whether they don't. They do function. That's a foredrawn conclusion we come to always. If Isaac Newton did not believe there was a law of relativity, there was a law of gravity. Einstein had his relativity, but there was a law of gravity. Now, how does it work? You and I, we study there is a law of health. Now, how does it function? There is a law of wealth. How does it function? There is a law of, there are principles of everything under the sun. Now, which ones tickle our heart, tickle our fancy right now and say to you, hey, I like that idea. Now, just for the fun of it, what is the law of wealth? The law of wealth is, and it exists, and I have it, and I enjoy it. Now, how do I use it? How do I demonstrate wealth in areas of my life? How do I demonstrate wealth in areas of my life where I say I am wealthy? Do I have many things? Do I have many circumstances? Do I have all that wealth would bring into my life as I interpret or define it? If I think I don't have what wealth brings into my consciousness or into my life, if I think I don't have it, then I don't have it. Then I'm learning the principle, and I'm learning to apply the principle. It doesn't mean I'm applying the principle. I can. Isaac Newton applied the principle of gravitation, and he therein learned to understand it and use it and live by it and enjoy it, you and I. We can learn to use the principle of wealth and health and happiness and apply it and use it in every single area of our life. It's not something that's for some people alone and not for others. Why do some people have it? That's their every thought. Yes, that's right. That's their everything. Do they ever have a thought that they don't have it? If they did, they wouldn't. Do you ever have a thought that you do not have the desire of your heart and your life? Then you don't have it. Whenever you feel your bank book, your wallet, your purse a little empty, then that's what it is. So turn your attention back to the thought that it is full. See it full mentally. See it full physically. See it full in every wonderful way. And as you see it full, unlimited, as you see yourself being that which you are, a wealthy person, a healthy person, a happy person, in whatever area of the joys of life that you choose to put your consciousness, watch how they demonstrate in your life. Watch how they demonstrate in your world. Oh, you may not choose to go out and buy an automobile or a house or whatever, but you have everything you could ever want. The idea of possession so often closes the door for us on many things. But when we say all is, and I am all, and all is mine, and I delight in all. A friend gives me a ride in this car. It's just as though I own the car, but I don't have to pay for the gas or the license or the insurance or any of these things. I don't even have to drive it. He's my chauffeur. My goodness, here I am. I don't even have a car, and I have a chauffeur. And I don't even have a car, yet I have a car that takes me places. I don't even have a car, and yet I have a car that the gas is paid for. My goodness gracious sakes alive. How much more wealthy can I be? It's only possession. When I am possessed by saying that I possess this wealth, I own this wealth, I own this health, when I'm possessed by it, then I am too blind to see that I have it already. Think about these things. By thinking about it all the time, Isaac Newton revealed the law of gravity, and you, by thinking about it all the time, can reveal the laws of the universe that delight your soul, that delight your heart, that delight your life, and not only reveal them, as Isaac Newton not only revealed these things, he found ways to make them beneficial and work for him. And you and I, we find ways to make principle beneficial and function for us because we think about it all of the time. My beloveds, think about it all of the time and realize how wonderful you are and how wonderful life is and how you are indeed dealing with a principle or principles. And each principle can be known, can be used, can be enjoyed, can be revealed, can be fulfilled by thinking about it all of the time. Join me in thinking about those things all of the time that are the delight of your soul and your heart and your being. For they are yours and mine right now, right now. And how wonderful and how glorious that is. I love you. I love you with all my heart and soul and being, because it is done for me now, because I think about it all of the time.